Listener Dan let us know Wednesday at 4:38, your internet feed is down. As it happened, we had been working on moving these feeds to a new, more stable server. The heavy rains and power outages Wednesday afternoon took their toll on our HD2 All Classical stream. We apologize for the inconvenience, and thank you for your patience while we work on the problems. We had many enthusiastic conversations with people after our fundraising lunch with Robert Siegel last week, with about 450 people in attendance. We posted a couple of reactions afterwards on our website. Listener Lynn wrote, "This was an outstanding event, equal to the top five of the many I have attended over the years since 1980. It greatly pleases me to contribute to an organization of such high caliber and which allows me to feel rewarded for doing so." Some comments in our recent spring survey and web pledges were fascinating. Here's a sample. Anonymous wrote, "WHQR used to be a retreat from the noisy ordinary, but it is more like it. What's with the announcers with small voices and delivery, as if to children? While trying to appeal to a younger audience, WHQR/NPR has gotten noisy, less refined." Listener Henry wrote, "I listen to WHQR whenever I'm in the car, provided my teenage girls allow it." Listener Ken wrote, with triple asterisks, "Put jazz on the HD channel along with the classical music." Anonymous wrote, "Calling the station HQR ignores the fact that many public broadcasting stations begin with K rather than W. 91.3 has a decimal. Friday feedback often sounds self-serving." Well, here is a dilemma. I could explain why we sometimes use HQR, but it might sound self-serving. I will say that it's actually pointing the way to a change in WHQR, and I think the logic of that will become clearer once that change has taken place. Listener Bill wrote, "In the last 3 years or so, the community involvement has increased and is to be commended. For example, the nonprofit competition during pledge drives and the perpetual use of the MC Ernie Gallery for various fora. It is during this period that HD 1 and 2 have come online and streamed. Cool." Listener Pat wrote, "Just more music, any kind, just more, and no Diane Rehm." Anonymous wrote, "I moved from the Triangle area in August. I've supported WUNC, and I need to move my support here in the fall. I miss the amount of news content that was available. Specifically, I hate not being able to listen to both hours of Diane Rehm as it is broadcast." Listener Karen wrote, "I love WHQR. I moved here from the Chapel Hill area, and the first thing I did was to find your station in order to feel at home in Wilmington. I've enjoyed Cinematique's offerings on several occasions, and I love what you bring to our community." Anonymous wrote, "I really love all the shows on WHQR except Here and Now, which is very weak. The Choose Your Top 10 list on the survey is impossible because all of the programs are outstanding except Here and Now. WHQR staff are all fabulous, and the station keeps me in touch with my community. I suggest switching out Here and Now for The State of Things from WUNC-FM. Listener Emily wrote, "So much of the positive feedback that I heard during the spring pledge drive was similar to how I feel. WHQR is a great station and offers opportunities for community involvement." We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.